people can't really keep track of their passwords anymore. So what people were doing is they were making really weak passwords, like names of their kids or their pets or something like that, and they were using the same password for multiple sites, which are big no-nos. So what these programs do is it allows you to create one very secure password that hopefully you can remember that pretty much will stay the same unless you change it, and then it manages all your other passwords for you. So you don't even really have to know what they are.
If you're tapping into some application, you just log into that particular system and then they log in for you? Is that how it works?
Yes. Initially, when you get the program, and we looked at four of them, and they all pretty much work the same way. Initially, when you get the program, you're going to be spending a little bit of time with it because you're going to have to log in. You're going to have to tell the program basically all of your passwords for all your different sites.
Huh.
And then it takes
better
a while.
Do it once than all the time, right?
Exactly. And then from that point on, the program will manage your passwords for you. So when it's time to change your password, these programs will even generate the new password for you. So
wow.
hopefully you can at least remember the one password to get into the program.
So it can be 15, 20 items long. You don't have to worry about that.
No, I mean, most people that are using these programs on multiple sites, because some of the feds that wrote in to me said that they had like 15 systems that they had to log into, and so you know they don't know what their password is anyway. So
right.
These programs take care of it, and you don't even have to know what it is.
They're using the Post-it note system.
The Post-it note system, which was something I put in my review because that's one of the things people are doing, and you know people actually a lot of the feds who read the review kind of wrote into me and were sort of making fun of me, asking what size Post-it note was the most secure. But, you know, in certain circumstances, the Post-it note can actually be the most secure thing because it's really not like the movie Sneakers where people are coming and rifling through your office. Most of the hackers are off-site and out of the country even. So
yeah.
A password locked in your desk drawer, there's no program in the world that's going to be able to read that.
Yeah. First off, how do you test them?
Most of the programs, one of them was actually open source and free, so you can get, and that was...
KeePass, right?
Yeah, KneePass. That was the one that was completely free and open source, so that one you can just get the full version. Some of the others, we basically contacted the company and got copies.
And the process you use to test them is you loaded them onto a system, and then you would actually test them on different systems to see how well they worked?
Yes. I mean, there's a couple things because, I mean, these programs, if they're not written right, they can be dangerous because basically all your passwords are stored there. So
yeah.
One of the things we wanted to look at was security. And we wanted to make sure that they had like 32-bit encryption. Most of them use the SHA-256 hash, which pretty much is unhackable right now. So the passwords are kept safe. And so since they all kind of do the same thing, we were looking for two things. We were looking for security, how well they protect your data, and secondly, how ease of use. Because obviously, if they're more difficult to use than memorizing the passwords, then they're not much good to you.
Right. Well, and one of the things, just as you were talking, is like, oh my goodness, this thing now has all my passwords and has created my new passwords. So if this system doesn't work, then it can all of a sudden I don't have access to my systems.
Yeah, pretty much. Or worst case scenario, if somebody were to get a hold of it and was able to defeat its security, then they would have access to all your systems.
So was there a particular program that worked better than the others?
Well, the interesting thing about these different programs was it depends. They're all sort of skewed a little bit differently. Like if you're using a Mac, the Mac one that we tested was called 1Password, and so if you're using a Mac, that's pretty much the one that most of the Mac people use. So you're sort of locked into that one.
Yep.
Thankfully, it worked pretty well, so there wasn't any problem with that, and it had that kind of nice Mac interface.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Of the other three, we looked at KneePass, RoboForm, and LastPass. RoboForm was the most expensive, but it seemed to be one of the easiest to use, and it was sort of skewed towards using web pages. Like when you're out browsing, if there's sites that you go to, like the Wall Street Journal or something like that, where you have a subscription to it,
right.
you have to read it. It automatically was the easiest to log into different web pages. So it also filled out forms for you. So if you like do a lot of online shopping, for instance, and you're constantly filling out your credit card information and your your name and address and things like that. You put that into the program, and then you can just have the program fill out those forms for you, which is actually a good thing, too, because one of the security holes that we're finding in, is keyloggers, where if you're using like a public terminal or something like that and somebody has hacked it, they'll put a keylogger on there that'll record all the keystrokes. Well, if you're typing in your password, they can record that. But if you're using the program to fill out, because these, a lot of these programs can be carried with you on a key drive.
Yeah.
If you're using the program to fill out your forms, then there's no keystrokes being transmitted at all. So the keyloggers won't see anything.
When that was, are these enterprise systems or are these mostly for individual users?
Mostly for individual users. I don't think, you know, it's interesting, this particular area, this password management. Most technology initiatives that we see come from the top and they go down. You know, the administrators say this is something that is going to happen, and they'll put it on their server and they'll push it down to the users. Password management is really taking off from the ground up because it's the users that are subjected to trying to memorize all these passwords. So most of these programs are designed with the individual user in mind, because the administrators, they just want their systems to be secure. The users are the ones that are like, I can't memorize 15 different passwords every 3 months. So they're the ones that are really pushing this particular industry. So all of these were designed for the individual user involved.
Well, it seems like a real opportunity for somebody to jump in terms of an enterprise-wide system that everyone can use across an organization, and then you can have different passwords for everything.
That would be a neat thing to see.
Yeah.
That wasn't really the focus.
We'll talk later.
My view, but yeah, I'll look for it.
the other thing is how portable these things are, and you said you can load them onto there's some way. So if you're not on your machine, you're onto some other machine, you can still use them.
Oh, absolutely. Most of them have that as a native ability. A few of them, you have to pay a little bit extra to get the mobile version of it. But basically, you put it onto a key drive, and you can even set them up. There was one that was really interesting. I think it was LastPass, where you can actually set it up to it'll be like a token security system where you actually have to have that token with you in addition to logging in. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can make that token out of almost anything. You can make it out of a key drive. You can even burn it to a CD, and then of course you'd have to carry that CD around with you to get in. But that was interesting, sort of an extra, because that gives you the two-factor authentication that a lot of the feds need to have, because you'd have your actual password, and then you'd also have to have the token with you.